Today is the evening service of the Pineville House Church. It's the 21st of May. And we always like to do our little announcements first. We did have quite a Saturday night, and I had mentioned on another broadcast that I had started breaking out all over my stomach and back, and it became so painful, and I suspected that it might be shingles, and I went into the emergency room this morning because I was in so much pain, and that's what I have, is a really terrible case of shingles now. So bear with me tonight if I seem a little strained, because I'm in a lot of pain. I do cover your prayers. Anyway, we had a good fellowship after the emergency room visit up at Joplin with Michael, as good as can be expected in the pain that we were in. Michael continued his series on election and talked a lot about specific verses as it relates to our obtaining this great gift, as well as the reality of what that all that entails. And we'll get that as soon as we can on sermon audio. The Lord being in the matter, of course, we could say that about everything, because the Lord's in everything. But tomorrow night we're going to be having the talk shoot program, and I've sent out the announcements. It's really going to be a resummation of the biblical doctrine of TULIP, and we'd love to have you join us for that. That's really, I guess, all I have as far as announcements tonight. And the first selection is requested by Mark 404, "The Lord is my light," in the old school hymnal. We've been singing some really good songs from the Gadsby hymnal up at Joplin. We're going to have to start learning some of those and singing those as well. Mark, you want to start that? Now, don't start too low, okay?
"The Lord is my light and my joy every day. He leads me in righteous paths all of the way. I follow him trusting and hold to his hand. I hope he will take me to heaven's fair land. The Lord is the light of my soul. I live in his blessed control. His love keeps me singing as onward I go. The joy of salvation is mine. I praise him with heart and with voice, because in his love I rejoice. Oh, he is the one blessed light of my soul, this wonderful Savior divine. He leadeth by water so quiet and still. My soul with his goodness each day he doth fill. My cup runneth over with blessings divine. His love is my story, his goodness is mine. I walk in this light as I travel along. He fills me with moment, with jubilant song. I talk with him often, sweet is his voice. In this blessed Savior my soul shall rejoice. The Lord is the light of my soul. I live in his blessed control. His love keeps me singing as onward I go. the joy of salvation is mine. I praise Him with heart and with joy, because in His love I rejoice. Oh, He is the one blessed light of my soul, the wonderful Savior divine.
Okay. Psalter. Okay, the next one is page 10, Psalm 10a, Rosetta's requested. 10a. You want to start that, Mark?
Why do you stand so far away, O Lord? Why do you hide yourself in troubled times? In arrogance, the wicked trap the poor. Let them be caught in schemes they have devised. The wicked boast about her heart's desires. The covetous judgment burns the Lord. In pride the wicked sees no need to see. In all his thoughts he says there is no God. His self-assured, your judgment's far from him. At all his foes he only puffs in scorn. In heart he takes, I never shall be moved. Through ages all evil shall I be. As not this filled with oaths and lies and threats, beneath his tongue evil thoughts and deeds, he sits in ambush, leaves the village homes, the innocent he murders secretly. In stealth he watches for someone or one. He, like a lion, crouches in his den. He hides himself that he may seize the poor. To seize the poor, he traps him in his net. The poor one he crushes, tramples down. When he is made him fall beneath his might, in all he thinks, God has forgotten this. He hid his face so he will never see.
Okay, the last one we're going to do before we go to the other part of our service is page 398, where the roses never fade. I'm looking forward to going to that city, the New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven.
I am going to a city where the streets with gold are laid, where the tree of life is blooming and the roses never fade. Here they bloom but for a season, soon their beauty is decayed. I am going to a city where the roses never fade. In this world we have our troubles, Satan's snares we must evade. We'll be free from all temptations where the roses never fade. Loved ones gone to be with Jesus in their robes of white array, now are waiting for my coming, where the roses never fade. Here they bloom but for a season, soon their beauty is decayed. I am going to a city where the roses never fade.
Well, I have to say that I definitely, it's over here, I believe, because it was with my computer. I have to say that I am looking forward to that city where we are not influenced by the curse. There will be no curse there. There will be no night there. There will be no temple there. Jesus Christ Himself will be the light of that city. You know, Reagan used to talk about the United States being a city set on a hill. What a joke. This is not a Christian nation. It's one of the most vile, corrupt, evil nations in the world that have plotted with the Jews for the destruction of millions of people. But yet, I'm going to that Mount Zion. You know, glad to be one of those who can say I'm marching to Zion. Beautiful, beautiful Zion. I'm marching up for Zion, the beautiful city of God. And Revelation tells us that in that city there will be nothing that's abominable or maketh a lie. And there will be a river as pure as crystal. And the lion will lie down with the lamb and so on. Of course, I think that's, I'd have to look that passage up. Someone told me it's actually the something. Anyway, I'd have to look that up. Anyway, tonight I want to look at a passage of scripture in the 114th Psalm. The Psalms, I was talking to Brother Michael this morning. I find it very interesting that John Wesley did not like the Psalms. He did not like this, really, to read from the Psalms. And it's pretty evident because the Psalms are full of spiritual wisdom and edification for God's people. I've often told people, if you get down or despondent, you know, I'm speaking of God's elect now, if you get discouraged or distraught, if you want to pick me up, or all you have to do is go to the Psalms, and it's not long before you start experiencing the absolute presence of God. And that's a wonderful thing. There's nothing like being alone with the Savior. And having His Holy Spirit so envelop everything. Psalm 114, when Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of a strange language, Judah was his sanctuary. Judah was his sanctuary, and Israel his dominion. The sea saw it and fled. Jordan was driven back. The mountains skipped like rams, and the little hills like lambs. What ail thee, O thou sea, that thou fleddest, thou Jordan, that thou wast driven back, ye mountains, that ye skipped like rams, and ye little hills like lambs? Tremble, thou earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, which turned the rock into a standing water, the flint into a fountain of waters. I want to go back to read verse 7 again. Tremble, thou earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob. There's not very many people trembling at the presence of the Lord today. They have no fear of God before them. They shoot out the lip. They say, "Where is God?" They mock His holy name. And we know that the second Psalm talks about why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing. The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed, saying, "Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us." He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall He speak unto them in His wrath and vex them in His sore displeasure. Yet I have set my King upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto me, "Thou art my Son. This day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I will give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear, and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest He be angry and ye perish from the way, when His wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in Him." Well, there are those that do tremble at the presence of the Lord. There are those that revere and respect and honor His name. Our verse tonight is, "Tremble thou earth at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob." They're not trembling, are they? They're shaking their fist in the face of God Almighty. One of these days they will cry for the rocks and the mountains to fall on them and hide them from the presence of the Lord. Now, I want to go back to the 22nd Psalm. And he says, go back to the 22nd Psalm. "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me? And from the words of my roaring, O my God, I cry in the daytime. But thou hearest not in the night season, and not silent. For thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted in thee. They trusted, and thou didst deliver them. They cried unto thee, and were delivered. They trusted in thee and were not confounded. But I am a worm and no man, a reproach of men and despised of the people." And we know that this is a messianic psalm. We know that Christ on the cross said, he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" and so on. "All they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lip. They shake the head, saying, 'He trusted on the Lord that He would deliver him. Let Him deliver him, seeing He delighted in him.' But thou art He that took me out of the womb. Thou didst make me hope. When I was upon my mother's breast, I was cast upon thee from my mother's belly. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help me. Many bulls have compassed me, strong bulls of Bashan have beset me round. They gaped upon me with their mouths as a ravening and roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax, it's melted in the midst of my bowels. My strength is dried up like a potsherd's, and my tongue cleaveth to my jaws, and thou hast brought me into the dust of death. For dogs have compassed me, the assembly of the wicked have enclosed me, they pierced my hands and my feet. I may tell all my bones, they look and stare upon me, they part my garments amongst them and cast lots amongst my vesture. But be thou not far from me, O Lord, O my strength, haste thee to help me, deliver my soul from the sword. My darling, from the power of the dog, save me from the lion's mouth, for thou hast heard me from the horns of the unicorn. I will declare thy name unto my brethren in the midst of the congregation, while I praise thee. Ye that fear the Lord, praise him. All ye the seed of Jacob, glorify him, and fear him, all ye the seed of Israel. For he hath not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, neither hath he hid his face from him. But when he cried unto him, he heard. My praise shall be of thee in the great congregation. I will pay my vows before them that fear him. The meek shall eat and be satisfied, and they shall praise the Lord that seek him. Your heart shall live forevermore. Forever. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn unto the Lord, and the kindreds of the nations shall worship before thee. For the kingdom yet is the Lord's, and he is the governor among the nations. All that be fat upon the earth shall eat and worship, all they that go down to the dust and bow before him, and none can keep alive his own soul. A seed shall serve him. It shall be accounted to the Lord for a generation. They shall come and shall declare his righteousness unto a people that shall be born, that he hath done this. Those who are Jacob's children, those who are elect children of God, fear the Lord. They revere the Lord. They honor the Lord. They trust the Lord's word. They trust his name. They trust his work. And they tremble in awesome respect of him. Tremble thou earth at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob. So we see a contrast, don't we, between the elect of God and the reprobate. The elect of God understand who God is. He is the King of all the earth. He made the earth for himself and put man upon it, and he ruleth in the armies of heaven, and who can say unto him, what doest thou? But yet the reprobate, in contrast, laugh and scoff and scorn, even as they did as they were hanging him on the cross, saying, come down from the cross. If you are the king, you said you were the king. If you're God's son, come down from that cross. Prove to us you're his son. Jesus freely laid his life down by the determinate counsel of God. It says, you with wicked hands have slain, crucified. And they're still mocking today. They're still cursing today, and they're still blaspheming today. But one day, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess Jesus Christ is Lord. For he's giving him a name above every name, that the name of Jesus every knee should bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. There is only one mediator between God and man, and that is the man, Christ Jesus. He said, I am the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive glory and honor and power and wisdom and might. You know, for thou hast created all things, and by him thou hast created all things, and by him all things consist. And who are we to not show awesome respect and reverence to this great sovereign potentate. So tonight, let us remember that. And as we go out, do we have a final selection?
Page 30, Psalm 22F.
Okay, page 30, Psalm 22F.
Psalm 22, one through 11. Psalm 22F.
Okay. Just a second, get to that. Let's start that, Mark.
My God, why have you in my distress forsaken me? Oh, why so far from giving help and from my agonizing plea all day? My God, I cry in vain. By night and no relief I gain, but still you are the Holy One. In Israel's praise your dwelling at. Our fathers put their trust in you. They trusted and you rescued, gave to you. They cried, deliverance came. They trusted and were free from shame. Reproached with them by all despised. A worm and man am I. All they that see me laugh in scorn. They shake their heads and taunting God. He trusts the Lord. Let him defend and save him if he is his friend. You took me safely from the womb, gave faith in on my mother's breast. From birth depended on your care. You are my God, I'm in your rest. Be not far off, for grief is not. There's none on whom I can rely.
Well, I'm glad that he paid the price for all of his people, and we can rely and wholly trust upon him. And I hope that we can see you tomorrow night in the talk show program. May the good Lord be with you this week and bless you is our prayer.